This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Emeritus Professor Michael Godby is the person who curated the Irma Stern Nudes 1916 to 1965, the exhibition currently on at the Sanlam Gallery. Michael, can we start off about the focus and the background to the show?
Yes. Well, the exhibition was first shown at the Irma Stern Museum about this time last year. Truncated by COVID, and the curator of the Sanlam Gallery thought that it could have a longer run and invited to be shown, to be moved to Bellville.
An excellent move, and I see you've organized it in themes or time periods. Would you like to talk a little bit about it and what motivated all of that?
The exhibition is structured in five different parts, loosely chronological but also thematic. It starts with Irma Stern's earliest works and her earliest depictions of the nude, reflecting in the first instance her academic training and then the impact that German Expressionism had on her work. Suddenly she changed from an artist representing a very ideal version of the nude to one that was quite anguished and expressionist and emotional. And then thereafter she returned to Africa. She was born in South Africa but trained in Berlin. Returned to Africa as a sort of outpost of German Expressionism in Africa and started creating works that reflected an alternative society to that which she had known in Berlin. She considered European society to be decadent and depraved, an idea that is quite widely prevalent during German Expressionism. And she saw Africa as being a natural counterbalance to that and a possible source for regeneration. So she traveled widely in South Africa and created these extraordinarily romantic, ideal images of an innocent paradise. People effectively unchanged by history, people totally at peace with nature and at harmony with themselves. So she created these works for about 15, 20 years and gradually felt that things were changing, that indeed the South African economy was including African people to a greater extent. There's urbanization, and that the dream that she had created wasn't actually real.
So then do we move into the next stage? Because I know you take us back to Europe for a short period as well.
Yes, indeed. Those are the first two stages of the exhibition, in effect, watching her as she sees the African dream turn into a bit of a nightmare. And she left South Africa for a time and traveled elsewhere in Africa and, of course, in Europe.
So your other three themes
are as the dream of African innocence began to decay in her mind, she returned to Europe and rediscovered the nude as a subject for her art. Of course, the nude was prevalent also in the academic training. It was prevalent in German Expressionism, and it was prevalent in her depiction of the African dream, the African paradise that was her form. But she returned to it as a single considered subject in her art, as it had been depicted since the Renaissance.
So it's an overall view, and I think you've also shown us works that has never been shown before.
That is one of the great attractions of doing the exhibition. That and the idea of focus and discovery of change within a single theme, work that had never been shown before. I wanted an exhibition that could actually tell one something that one hadn't seen before, perhaps.
And that's where we're going to leave it, because I think we want people to go and see it for themselves.
Okay.
So if you want to see the show, please get to the Sanlam Gallery. Mm. And to keep in touch with what's happening on the visual arts scene, go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Irma Stern, Nudes 1916 to 1965, curated by Emeritus Professor Michael Godby, in collaboration with the Irma Stern Museum and select private collections, is the current exhibition on show. The exhibition traces Stern's treatment of the nude in different media over her long working life. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibitions or work in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za.